Shalom Aleichem, a hearty welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Nun Beis, Brachas 52, we will be on Amud Beis, B, but we're going to start from the facing page where the Mishnah originates in the beginning of the Perek. So please join on Nun Aleph Amud Beis 51B, pagination 102. We'll take a look at this Mishnah, a little piece of Gemara, and then we'll go on to today's daf. In the middle of the page, Elu Devarim Shebein Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel B'Su'uda, the Perek begins. These are differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the meal. We're going to focus on the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Machlokas regarding Kiddush, the order, and also regarding nuances in Havdalah. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Mivarech al hayom v'achakech mivarech al hayayin. First, you make the bracha on the day, the Kiddush part, and then you conclude with the bracha of the wine, Bari Pri Hagafen. V'Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel say, Mivarech al hayayin, first you make the Hagafen v'achakech mivarech al hayom, and then you say the Kiddush part afterwards. If you'll think about the way we recite Kiddush on Friday night, we follow Beis Hillel, we do recite a introductory paragraph, we declare Vayechulu, but the actual brachas, in terms of their order, is first Bore Pri Hagafen, and then the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. Jump down further in the Mishnah, we'll address the Mishnah first, and then we'll do the Gemaras. At the end of, I think it's the sixth line of the Mishnah, Beis Shin, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Ner u'mazon b'samim v'havdala, if you're concluding a meal, Shalashudis, and you want to recite Havdala together with Birchas HaMazon, so the order would be, Ner, Bore Ma'orei Ha'esh on the fire, Mazon, the Birchas HaMazon, Bisamim on the spices, the Havdala, and then the Bracha of Mekadesh HaMavdil, Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech. Uveis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel say, the correct order would be, Ner U'Bisamim, fire, then spices, Mazon V'Havdala, then the Birchas HaMazon, and the Havdala HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. You'll notice that as far as the Mishnah goes, the order, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, is fire first and then spices. They're arguing where the Birchas HaMazon should take place, but they're agreeing that if Birchas HaMazon wasn't an issue over here, what is the intrinsic order of Havdalah? According to our Mishnah, it's fire then Besamim, which, by the way, is the opposite of the way we do it, and we'll have to see how that gets adjusted for practical halacha. And finally, one more little piece from the Mishnah, at the beginning of the next line, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Shebara Ma'or Ha'esh, you should say that Hashem created the light of the fire. V'selam bore ma'orei ha'esh. Hashem created the lights of the fire, which is in fact our nusach. Drop down to the Gemara. Towards the end of a line, it's about eight lines from the bottom of the Amud. Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. We learned, Devarim shem be'Beis Shammai v'sela b'su'uda. Things that are distinctive between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim mivarech al hayom v'achakech mivarech al hayayin. Shehayayin gorim leyayin sheyavo. The logic of Beis Shammai is that the kedushas hayom causes you that you're drinking wine right now. Normally you wouldn't be drinking wine. And therefore first discuss the kiddush hayom, the sanctity of the day, and then recite the Hagafen. Ukvar kiddush hayom ve'adayin yayin lo ba. And not only that, but it already was Shabbos before the wine came, so the thing that comes first should be recited first. As we mentioned, that's not the way we do it. First make the Hagafen and then the Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shahayayin gorim l'kedusha shatei omer. If you didn't have wine, you wouldn't be reciting Kiddush. So, because there's wine, I'm able to sanctify the day on the goblet of wine, and therefore the wine gets the bracha first. Davar acher, an additional insight, birchas hayom tedira, the bracha of wine is commonplace, you could recite it all week long, or birchas hayom eina tedira, and the birchas hayom of Shabbos only comes out on Shabbos, tada vishena tada tada kodin. And if you have a choice between something that's frequent and something that's infrequent, we choose the frequent one to go first, v'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, and we follow Beis Hillel. Let's turn the page to today's daf, Nun Beis Amud Beis 52b, pagination 104, and the second part of the Mishnah, which I pointed out, according to the Mishnah, it would seem fire and then spices is a ruling that is reversed in the Gemara. At the end of a line, you'll notice the wide lines on the very bottom of the page. Counting up from those very wide lines, about six lines. At the end of a line, there's a two dots, and then Beishin Aleph, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai Omrim Ner Umazon. Fire comes first, and Beis Hillel also says fire comes first, according to the Beis Hillel of our Mishnah. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla levei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to the place of Rava, chazei le Rava, and he witnessed Rava, debarach abesamim bereisha, that he recited the bracha of spices first during the Havdalah service. Amale, he said to him, michti, let's think about this. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Amor lo pligi. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to our Mishnah, did not argue regarding fire. Everybody agrees that fire comes first. Tanya, Beis Shammai omrim ner umazon besamim v'avdala. Beis Hillel omrim ner ubesamim mazon v'avdala. But either way, fire comes first. So why, when you're making havdala on its own, did you put besamim first? Ani Rava basrei Rava answered him, as if to add on to his quote, Zu divrei Reb Meir, that's the way Reb Meir learns, Ava Reb Yehuda Omer, but Reb Yehuda says, Lo nechliku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel al hamazon shu betchila v'al havdala shi besof, that the machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both of them put Birchas Hamazon first and Havdala last, Amanechliku, but they argued al hamor v'al habesamim. Shebeishamay amrim al hamor v'achakach besamim. That Beishamay say the fire comes first. Beishamay amrim besamim v'achakach maor. And Beishamay said that the spices come first. V'amir Rabbi Yechanan, and Rava just continued and said, you got to get the whole quote. And Rabbi Yechanan said on that, Noagu ha'am ki Beishillel aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that the minig is to follow Beis Hillel the way Rabbi Yehuda said it over, and Rabbi Yehuda said that even though Beis Shammai is fire first, but Beis Hillel argues and says Besamim first, and that's what he was doing, that's what he was observing, he was putting Besamim first, because that's the ruling of Beis Hillel. What becomes clear from such a Gemara, and it's worth pointing it out here, even though it comes up very often, is that you can't paskin from a Mishnah. A Mishnah, on occasion, is so cryptic that it didn't even give you the dissenting view. And in this case, Rava said, from more advanced knowledge, he knew that there was a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, as to what Beis Hillel's opinion was, and we follow Reb Yehuda's ruling of what Beis Hillel held, and that ruling is, as we observe in our Havdalah, that Besamim comes first, and then the bracha over the fire. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.